JCC Coaches Show, the Winter Sports Wrap-Up. We're talking to boys basketball head coach Alex Hine of the Huskies. Coach, thank you for your time once again today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, and thank you for all your coverage this year.
Yeah, had a bunch of fun. Obviously, a 24-win team that got the share of the Big South Conference title for the first time ever and was one of the few teams still left, several teams still left, to try to get after the state tournament at least and even the state title itself. So what, I guess, stands out the most when you kind of take stock of the season overall? Let's start there.
Just the success we were able to have. You know, 24 wins is not something to bat your eye at. And you know, especially how we did it with injuries, through most, you know, missing two starters from last year, having guys step up, you know, being able to win a lot of tough, close games, you know, even though we won 24 games, our margin of victory wasn't huge in a lot of those games. So just being able to win a lot of close games, a lot of games on the road, when, you know, there was only, it was less than 10 points, and, you know, where we had to make shots in the game, play good defense. So a lot of good memories just on those wins. You know, we were 11 and or 12 and 2 in our section or something like that. So beating a lot of teams that we played a lot. And, you know, and beating our rivals. And so, yeah, just a lot of say, close wins that were intense games that we were able to pull out of. But anytime you have a team like this, you're going to remember the stuff off the court as well, the practices, bus rides and things like that. You know, so, just a lot of success this season in a lot of different ways. Didn't end the way we wanted to, but, you know, I think part of the reason that we're so bummed about how the season ended is because we've set a high standard for ourselves and for this program. You know, getting to the state tournament last year, getting to the state tournament four times in the last 10 years. So I'm proud of that standard we've set. It stinks right now, but, you know, this team was right there and got us back there last year, and a lot of things to be proud of with this group.
Yeah. And we'll see how things go as far as once you get, ready to go back to another season next year, obviously, but, obviously this year, a few other things that you have partially mentioned at the very least, Rowan Voss and Ben Gallagher coming back over the course of the season, late in the regular season, you guys were able to kind of gel on the fly and get your team together to where you were right there to try to get back to the state tournament, like you said. And then, of course, the Grant Frecking, Roman Voss, Weston Rao, 1,000-point scorers, only time that's happened for JCC to be able to do that. A couple more just notable accomplishments for this particular team that was truly special in a lot of ways.
Yeah, you know, to have Ben and Roman get hurt and have other guys step up and help out in a variety of ways. You know, Thomas Sether kind of became our point guard and had a lot of games where he had 8 assists or more. Just did a phenomenal job running the offense for us. And, you know, you had some younger guys off the bench, Carter Buell, Mason Foster, Austin O'Reilly, Blaze Rao, played big minutes for us throughout the first 20-some games. And then, you know, the other collection seniors and just playing to the roles, you know, Farmer rebounding everything, Leopold and Pullman, shutting down other teams' best players, Grant and Weston leading us in scoring. And then having to bring Ben and Roman back and gel with, you know, with only a few games left in the regular season, and then into playoffs, you know, that was a challenge, but I thought we did a good job of it, you know, ultimately. Of all those things, you know, if we just make a shot here or there, we'd still be playing. So, and then, yeah, 3,000 point scorers is kind of unique how it happened because, you know, if Roman and Ben are healthy, does it happen? I think it, you know, someone asked me that, do Weston and Grant both get it this year? And I think they both would, but maybe not as early as they did. You know, maybe it would have happened closer to playoffs just because, those two were just such our leading scorers for most of the season. But, you know, as playoffs happen, our scoring got a lot more balanced. But, you know, it just speaks to the ability that Grant and Weston and how well they scored for us early on throughout the season. You know, and that's such a cool thing to say is that there was three guys on the same team that had 1,000 points. And they all do it a little differently. You know, Weston's inside-out scorer, big man. Roman is so physically and athletic, you know, explosive, getting to the rim. and out in transition. And then Grant, who's a little more like Roman, but is also a lot craftier, able to score inside, is able to get to his left hand so often, even though everyone knows he's left-handed. And so that was a really cool accomplishment. That, and then the other thing, too, is that Weston and Grant did it in back-to-back games, and we actually thought maybe they'll do it in the same game. And no, it ended up being back-to-back games. And the joke was the next game, who's going to get 1,000 tonight? And obviously no one was close, but it was just a cool accomplishment. And I would think 1,000 points is such a team accomplishment, you know, having the understanding of who's the leading scorer and getting them more shots takes a lot of sacrifice out of your teammates. So just kind of speaks to the character of this team and the challenges we had this season. But yeah, I'm proud of a lot of things. It hurts right now that the season's over, but there's a lot of things to be proud of with this group.
Seven seniors: Grant Frecking, Avon Farmer, Thomas Sether, Carson Pullman, Thomas Leopold, Vincent Mansky, and Solomon Olusevicon on the list for JCC on the roster this year for the class of 2025, maybe as a unit or individually or however you want to talk about them. I know that all of them meant a lot to the program in their own way.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and this group, 46 wins the last 2 years, state tournament berth, getting sixth of state last year, and then knocking on the door again this year. There's a reason this group had so much success. First off was the time they put in the off season, whether it was in the gym or in the weight room, getting their bodies ready for the season. That was so huge. We were just a lot of games. We physically, dominated the games on the glass or defensively with our pressure. And then secondly, why this group was so successful is playing to their roles, and they all had different roles. You know, Avon Farmer knew that he never was taking a lot of shots, you know, but he was going to grab every rebound and play his heart on defense. Thomas Leopold and Carson Pullman were just outstanding defenders. Again, they weren't going to take many shots, but they were going to take smart shots if needed to, and they were going to move the ball. But most importantly, they were going to just hound guys on defense. Thomas Sether was our three-point shooter, and they became a point guard this year, too, for most of the season. And we just was a high IQ player that just put so much time in and led us to a lot of wins this year. You know, Vincent Mansky and Sully didn't play in a lot of minutes, but were just great scout players for us, always gave us a great look in practice, and then great guys to have on the bench. And then lastly, you know, Grant Frecking, leading scorer this year, outstanding season, 22 points a game, 8 rebounds, 4 assists. I mean, just lit up the scoreboard and really took over the leading scorer role with the injuries this year. But then also became a good vocal leader for us throughout the season, too. So, I mean, I could go on and on about these seven guys. I think, like I said, they set the standard for us. You know, in 2020, when we went to the state tournament, and then we had COVID, and we, you know, we had a couple of years where our wins were down. These guys, I think, got us back to the standard that we're looking to be at, you know, competing for conference championships, competing for state tournament. And I think these guys also showed a lot of younger players, whether it was guys in our program now or younger, like even youth players, they showed them how to play the game the right way, but more importantly, showed them how to work. And I'm excited that a lot of younger players got to see that. And I think that we're going to continue that as a program thanks to these seven guys and what they did for us.
And that part of what you said there is something we talked about even early on in the season. We had the expectation that it was going to pay dividends down the road, whenever that would be, as far as having some of the younger players get some quality minutes, some important minutes as well. And so obviously we're kind of wrapping things up still, and there's 2025 to fully finish off, so to speak. But once you get to kind of the late fall into the winter, kind of the outlook going forward, any other thoughts sort of on that?
Yeah, it is hard to look to next year already because we're still thinking back to the last game and what we could have done differently and all that. But, yeah, when you take a second to look forward, and, you know, we got some extremely good talented players coming up, and some of those guys got to play off the bench this year. You know, some of the guys got to play B and C squad. And, you know, so while we lose seven seniors, and they're definitely going to be tough to fill those spots, we do have some guys that are really good. You know, probably a little more offensively, you know, they all have a little, probably a little more offensive abilities than the seven seniors leaving behind, you know, just as a collective. We're probably not, I mean, that we're probably not going to be as good on defense, at least to start the season, next season. Obviously, we're going to work to you know, change that. But just the work ethic of these guys that are coming back, and the potential that they have is really exciting. You know, Carter Buell had a couple of double-digit games in Blaze Rao, and then Mason Foster had a couple of games where he had 8-6 points and played some good minutes. And Austin O'Reilly is just going to be that glue guy that we're really excited. I think he's going to be a big, good leader for us going forward next year. And then some BNC guys that, you know, that could possibly step up and take a role as well. You know, there's going to be some good competition this summer because we have a lot of talented guys, and we're going to get out there and we're going to compete, and we're going to tell them, like, hey, you know, seven guys left our program, and they left our program in a good spot, and we're looking at who can take over their spots. And we have some ideas, but we're really looking forward to it. I think we can get right back to where we were this year. I think we can get back to the state tournament. You know, obviously a lot of work to be done. I'm not saying it's going to be given to us by any means. We got to go and put a lot of work in. But I'm just saying, with this group coming back next season, we definitely have the ability to get back to that state tournament. And we're going to put in, I know we're going to be motivated, and I know we're going to put the time in. And so, you know, we got to get lucky. Stay healthy. Obviously, we learned that this year, how important your health is to a team. And but if all the stars align, this team could get right back there next season, and we're excited about that.
This was year number 7 for you at JCCU. So what is, especially maybe from this year or lately here, what are some of the most important maybe lessons as a coach? How have you seen yourself kind of develop here lately? That's something I'm kind of asking everybody.
Just the off the court stuff and how important it is, you know. And too much of the time we get focused on the X's and O's and skills involved, and just that as you get older, all that stuff's important, but it's not as important as just the environment you create and how you treat the players and how you get the players to treat each other. This year was, you know, challenge with me with my, you know, losing my son and having to battle my own, you know, anxiety and grief. And that's one thing I wish I don't think I did as good. I don't think I checked in on the players as often. And that's something I wish I would have done better personally. But where I was proud of is when I take a step back, I had assistant coaches that do a phenomenal job of that. And then I had leaders on the team that did that to each other. And, so at times I look back and wish I would have done better. I just look at the leadership that's in this program outside of me and how well they do on that stuff. You know, so we have LCs or leadership council, and, we try to do a lot of stuff off the court. We try to do check-ins and talk with players one-on-one. And I think that's probably the coolest thing I've seen in my 7 years is just the growth of the player leadership, and the ownership the assistant coaches have taken on in that too. I kind of see all of them as their own head coach. You know, Blaze is the head coach of the C squad, Wearson is the head coach of the B squad, and John Harmoning and Charlie Clarkson have done a lot of great things for our program as well. And just to see that culture off the court and how well we interact with each other and how well we push each other. That's we've seen so much growth over the 7 years, and that's definitely the thing I'm probably most proud of. We can talk about state tournaments and the wins, but the thing I'm most proud of is just the culture that we've set and how players come back to our program and help out, and how players come back to watch our games and keep in touch with the program, and the players come back to help mentor the players currently on the, you know, so former players come back and mentor the current players. I've been proud of a lot of wins, but I'm more proud of the different ways players continue to help our program, whether they're past or present, and to help, how they help each other, and also how the coaching staff we have and just a phenomenal job they do. So it's the culture that we've set that I'm just very proud of.
Well, it speaks to good character that you think with all you were going through, you weren't good enough at helping other people out for sure there. But yeah, a lot of good stuff you said there, and I appreciate you sharing that. And any other thoughts at all going forward?
You know, lastly, just thank you to everyone that helps out the program, whether it's KKOJ and New Kempston or, you know, Dan Condon. And look, I'm going to try to go through names and I'm going to forget someone. Obviously, the 80s office, Brett was a huge addition this year for our program. Caitlin Place is our trainer, was phenomenal. Again, obviously, she's done it how many years, and she's been phenomenal every year. Sarah Thompson was our bookkeeper, and she was great. I'm sorry I'm leaving anyone else out, but the last one that's unheralded behind the scenes does a phenomenal job is Riley Benda, our junior manager. I would put her up against any manager at any MBA college. I mean, she is just awesome. And we're lucky to have her in our program. It's sad to think that next year she'll be a senior. It'll be her last year. So she doesn't, she doesn't get the praise that she deserves. But she's a phenomenal part of our program, and she helps in so many ways behind the scenes. So I got to take the chance to talk about her and everything she does for the program. And so, and anyone else that helps our program, we're just so thankful. I've said it multiple times. It takes a village to have a good program, and it's because we're in a great community with so many people willing to help out. We saw that with the businesses that were donating food during the playoffs and you know, throughout the year, the different ways different people helped out. So we are in a special place here at Jackson County Central, and we just want to say thank you to everyone that helps out our basketball program.
Thank you, as always, for your time, Coach.
Absolutely. Thank you for all your coverage this season. I'm looking forward to next year.
Yeah, me too. Huskies head coach Alex Hine telling us about boys basketball for Jackson County Central as the JCC Coaches Show continues.